So now I think Dana and George, I don't know, I'm sure they want to present what's going to happen now at 12, so.
It works. Okay, hello. We just want to say a few things and maybe then we can all have a break and then we can start walking. Jorgo, do you want to start with a few things?
Yeah, sure. I think we don't need to have a break outside since most of it is going to take, what comes up next is taking place outside. It's going to be taking place outside, and it's something we prepared as a locative media sound walk, audio walk, meaning that it's an audio piece meant to be walked, and it relies on how the GPS sees our device. That's part of the technical part, and we're going to go into technical details a bit later. Some help of how to, if you didn't know, receive or follow the email we sent around, how to install it on your phones and stuff. So now the piece is called The End of an Era. It does not have something to do with a childhood, unless we can conceptualize childhood as innocence, so very metaphorical. And it's based on the correspondence of Walter Benjamin with the Adornos. So as we well know, Walter Benjamin's prolific writing also expanded in the domain of mail writing, letters, between friends, and was shocking for us to see, because we haven't delved so much into this correspondence, the way in which we monitor the transition from the earlier stage between the two visits of Benjamin in Spain from 1933 to 1940, and how the shadows approaching and embracing over Europe are documented on those emails. I think Dana has more to say about the composition and the...
Just a few things. As George said, it's going to be geolocative, so we will need a mobile phone with a location open. And we will walk all together so as to have a common pace. What we were thinking about the piece itself is to take the letters of Benjamin and the Adornos, Theodor Adorno and his wife, Greta Karplus, and to use this... I said the name wrong. Anyway, to use the letters of Benjamin that he sent to people and to see how... From 10 years ago, there was no idea of what was happening, what was going to happen with the Second World War, how people were happy to have vacation in Ibiza and to write to each other, and then slowly to have some preoccupations, slowly to have some concerns about the political situation, until, of course, Adorno left Europe and Benjamin was found here dead. So we are playing a lot in this walk and to the things that you're going to hear. We're playing a lot with optimism, with despair, with happiness, with being on vacation, then thinking of dying. And it is a roller coaster of emotions. We were very emotional as well to read these letters and to work with them. And the reason why we were so emotional is, first of all, because you see people that are so unaware of what is waiting from them and how situations change in 10 years or so. And also because we were putting ourselves into the same situation, because we all know and we all feel that the situations today they concern us sometimes, of the political situation, the social situations. So in this sense, we had the feeling that we could be these people. We used these letters so as to understand maybe our present, how things can very easily escalate and how things can very easily change. and how to use history to understand the present and maybe to predict the future, and not just being something that we read about and it's so far away. Because, of course, we all know that history works in circles. And so for us, it was very, very emotional to see these communications and knowing how they ended. And of course, what we were discussing, and Bruno was also mentioning in his talk, how difficult it is for people to be in places without papers, to not being able to travel, not being able to leave from places, as you were saying, Bruno, people that were coming from the south to the north, and then from the north to the side, as today there are people coming from the east to Europe and to other places. So it was very emotional for us. That's all I have to say. Maybe we should all listen to it. Practically, sorry, Nicola.
Because a lot of people here don't receive the email, the students there. So we need to explain exactly. So pour, je fais en français parce que tous les Anglais ont reçu l'email de Dana, mais les étudiants et quelques personnes ici ne l'ont pas reçu. Pour faire la marche sonore, il faut un téléphone portable connecté à des coordonnées GPS et si possible avec une connexion Internet. Et il faut télécharger l'application qui s'appelle Echo, E-C-H-O-E-S. Si vous la téléchargez, comme elle s'est géolocalisée, l'application trouve instantanément la marche de Dana. Donc, je dis parce que je pense, je ne sais pas qui parmi les Français avait compris qu'il fallait faire ça. Je ne suis pas sûr. Il faut que vous téléchargiez l'application Echo, E-C-H-O-E-S. C'est la seule, elle est gratuite. Elle est très peu de mégas, je crois, c'est 7 ou 8 mégas, c'est très peu en téléchargement. Vous n'allez pas dépenser beaucoup de data.
Une question, Nicolas. Est-ce qu'on a besoin d'être connecté au Wi-Fi pour utiliser l'application ?
Non, c'est possible de le faire avec le roaming, mais quand même, c'est mieux s'il y a un Wi-Fi. Quelqu'un m'a dit qu'il y a un Wi-Fi gratuit à la plage, oui. près de la Ramblas. Mmh, mmh. Alors, on peut le faire là. Si vous voulez, on peut prendre 10 minutes et puis vous pouvez télécharger.
Il faut que tu dises où est-ce que tu vas être pour que les gens viennent à côté
On va être ici et commencer ici. I'm going to say it also in English because I'm not sure that all the English speaking team knows also the details.
Yeah.
To experience it, we have to download an application. It's called Echoes, E-C-H-O-E-S, and open the localization settings so that we know the mobile knows where we are. And you can download this by the beach. There is free Wi-Fi, so we can all have a break. You can go down there and download it, and we can come back. And we were going to start from here. On va commencer d'ici. Et on peut dire 10 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes.
I don't midi know. Et quart. Il est midi 2 à midi et quart. Bon.
Midi et quart.
Midi et quart.
12:15. Et also, pas beaucoup, ça dure 20 minutes. It's 20 minutes. C'est par ici. À l'hôtel de Francia, puis à Las Ramblas, et puis au Memorial Benjamin. Et il n'y a pas d'autre chose à y aller. This is it. It doesn't have. It's not very long. We are just going to go from here a little walk and up to the memorial. And you can also, if you don't want to come now, you can also experience by yourself. Oh. It's just nice to go together and have some common space and. A common discussion, but it's up to you.
Mm. Yeah, I think we usually do these things like a free roaming sort of thing. But now we thought we should walk together, and keep a pretty much common pace. But other than that, yes, all individual walking is also possible, and this is going to stay here on the cloud. So we're leaving a trace behind, okay, for future generations. Okay. That's too much. Yeah.
Oui, dire peut-être aussi donc cet après-midi, on reprend à 16h. This afternoon, we'll start again at 4 p.m. So we have plenty of time after the walk and the solo walk to have dinner, to have a nap if you want, whatever you want to. But we'll meet here at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.